I just told them that, you know, we're working on building a legacy and a program, and we think that our seniors, we're on our way to that. I'm only a second year head coach here, and so we're working on turning the program around, and this was the first step in that direction. Obviously, we wanted and thought maybe this first round would go a little bit differently, but at state volleyball, anything can happen, and I'm just really proud of our girls. I'm going to cry again, but we just worked our butts off, and I'm just really proud.
You guys got out and won the first set. Take me through that first set. What were you guys doing well early on?
We were honestly just passing really well, and we were putting the ball away. I think we came out a little faster than they anticipated, and it just was working really well. Our passing really was what did it. That's what started to break down a little bit, so it got a little bit tougher to get a good second contact on the ball, and power hitters put it away, but that's what the first set looked like.
Yeah. You mentioned that the passing kind of broke down after that, and I think they had six girls with five kills or more tonight.
Yeah.
What about their offense was giving you guys problems?
They set not a super fast ball, but the way that the ball lands at the net, when they swing, it's a little bit weird for blockers to get a hand on. I could get real technical volleyball with you, but I know that nobody cares about that. So I just think that they were swinging a little bit quicker, and we weren't able to press as fast as we needed to.
You mentioned your three seniors. What have they meant to you in your 2 years here, and what have they meant to the program?
You're going to make me cry. All three of them are on the court for all six rotations, and Tava, my setter, she hadn't set until this year. She's been hitting for us until then. She sets in club, but it's totally different in high school. And then Marley and Sydney on the outside, they're just incredible. I'm very fortunate to have had 2 6 rotation outsides. That doesn't happen very often. So they literally have been everything. And we were talking about their balanced leadership and how much we appreciate them.
Yeah. You know, looking ahead, Avery had a really nice match this afternoon. What kind of building blocks do you have this program?
No, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I have a really solid whole entire program, honestly, behind us. With both of the Averys, both Avery Bridges and Avery Whaley, they're two of the best passers in the state, and I'm going to keep saying that until they graduate. So having them in the back row, one of them will be the bro, one of them will be a hitter, and we're just going to keep rolling with that.